people have become alienated from the traditional institutions, and as a result, they believe that Islam doesn't really provide the relevancy and the answers that they're looking for. North America has become very event focused. It's like, here's the event, and everybody gets excited, and everybody goes, and then everybody goes home. And then what? You know, we don't really have this concept anymore of building people. We have to face the world and reality as it is, and not as we want it to be. And I think our own projections onto life often get in the way of ourselves. And Islam provides, you know, the background for that. This world that we're living in is no accident. It's not random. It has a purpose. It has, everyone has a purpose. Everyone who's on the face of the planet, everyone who ever lived and ever will live, is a divine choice and a divine blessing. What we're trying to do is meet people where they're at without any sort of pretense or preconceived notions about where they should be. We want people to come to the Deen and see it for the beauty that we see in it. And obviously that beauty comes out in many different ways, but I think the most significant way is in actually the people that it can produce. We're all sort of orphans in this world. Many of us don't feel very connected even to the communities, the physical communities that we live in. And we want to be able to facilitate that space where people can feel a sense of belonging, a sense of fulfillment, a sense of spiritual connection. I'm most excited about the work that we're trying to do with Sabil, and that we get an opportunity to work with different groups of people, different perspectives, different backgrounds, young people, people who still are looking at the world with fresh eyes, maybe not very cynical, inquisitive, still has hope.